Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In this time of increasing economic inequality, it might surprise many to learn that among the growing ranks of the working poor are college professors, not full-time tenured professors, but part-time adjunct professors. So part-time, non-tenure track faculty now make up the majority of teachers at colleges and universities in and around Boston and across the country. They have no employment security, and many of them work multiple jobs to make ends meet. But today, part-time faculty at Tufts University voted to unionize with the Service Employees International Union. It's the latest step in a national push for better working conditions and higher wages for college instructors across the country, and it could set the stage for big changes on campuses here in the Northeast. Rebecca Kaiser Gibson is an adjunct professor of poetry at Tufts. She's taught there since 1995, and she joins us now. And Professor Gibson, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
So congratulations, and tell us what's the significance of this vote today by you and your fellow professors.
Well, the main thing is we finally get to have a seat at the table with the administration and a voice in what's going to happen with us, with our jobs, with our sense of security, with our sense of longevity there.
Mm. I think when most people talk about the working poor in this country, college professor isn't the first profession that comes to mind. But give us a sense of what your working conditions are like, about what your wages are like.
Well, first, let me say that the fact that we don't think of that first is a little out of date with what's been happening across the country. I mean, the number of adjuncts has increased enormously, and the pay has not increased with the, for instance, the rise in tuitions at schools. So we're way out of our concept of what a college professor makes. Just it's not what the adjuncts make. Mm. Many of the people in our school have lots of jobs cobbled together just to make it.
Yeah. So I read today that the average adjunct professor makes about $3,000 to teach 1 3-credit course. That's going to mean that a lot of people are going to have to cobble together several jobs, right?
Yes. Now, I should say that Tufts does, we have better benefits than that. Our rates are higher than that. It's just that we don't have a sense of a guarantee that that will continue. Mm-hmm. Things get taken away and we have no voice in saying anything if they get removed.
Well, Rebecca Gibson, I want to ask you about your personal situation. Tell me what it's like. Give me some sense of what it's like to make a living as an adjunct professor.
Well, one thing that's really interesting and I found I share with other adjuncts is our students are wonderful and the teaching itself is wonderful. And that is both the asset and the liability of doing this work. For me in particular, I have often had been asked, and I was pleased, thrilled, to be asked to do extra classes, to be asked to do sometimes work that's not supposed to be part of what we're supposed to be doing, because I wanted to do it, and I was thrilled to be asked, and it has taken me a number of years, as I said, I've been here since 1995, been there, to realize that there's got to be a better balance between the loving to do it and the being treated well while doing it.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, there hasn't been anything aggressively antagonistic from the university at all towards us, there's still been this sense of being sort of, I have to say, treated kind of like children or someone who's a supplicant hoping that you'll get what you got before and you better just, you know, be happy about it instead of expecting that, of course, you should get that unless something, you know, outrageous happens.
So today's vote sets in motion contract negotiations with Tufts, if
Absolutely,
I have that right.
Yep.
So what kind of changes specifically?
It could be any number of things that we'll look for. Again, this will be our first contract. There'll be other contracts. Each one hopefully will move the conditions forward for us and for Tufts. We will certainly look for cost of living increases. We will probably look for longer contracts. Our health coverage is good. We hope to continue it, and we hope to set a standard for the other universities in Boston. That's the kind of thing we're looking at.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there are other universities in Boston. I know there are other colleges, including ones like Northeastern, Bentley, where adjunct faculty have pushed for higher wages, better working conditions. Do you see today's vote by you and your fellow professors at Tufts as sort of pushing that along and essentially bringing change to other colleges and universities.
Yes, and that's part of what's so exciting about this, the sense of a whole lot of us in Boston and across the country, ultimately, having a more dignified position in our universities and feeling more connected to the whole and not just sort of isolated, add-on, you know, here you are, lucky to be here situation.
Sure. Now, a statement from Tufts University says the university strives to create a climate of trust and respect for all faculty and staff. It says it will respect the process. Does that encourage you?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. So you're optimistic about where this all ends up?
Yes. I think we can have a good negotiation.
Good. Well, that's Rebecca Kaiser Gibson. She's an adjunct professor at Tufts, and she was talking about a vote today by adjunct faculty there to form a union. And Professor Gibson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Up next, what makes some homes homes and others just houses? I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.